Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 10th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we witness Jesus welcoming the interruption of children and encouraging us to have childlike faith. Our Bible passage for this week has been Mark chapter 10 and verses 13 to 16. I invite you to turn to it with me for the last time this week. Jesus blesses the children. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Amen. As we come to the end of a week when we've considered the importance of having a childlike faith, today we turn to praying for our children. Whether they're your own children, your grandchildren, children in your wider family or amongst your friends, or the children in your church or core, each one of us can be praying for them. In this week's passage, people brought their children to Jesus for his blessing. It's a reminder that prayer for our little ones is a beautiful and powerful act of love. But sometimes we can be at a loss to know what to pray. So here are five suggestions. Number one, pray for their faith. Begin by praying for your children's faith to grow, to be deeply rooted in Christ. Ask God to nurture their belief, just as Jesus welcomed the children in Mark chapter 10. Number two, pray for protection. In a world filled with challenges, pray for the protection of your children. Ask God to watch over them, guard them from harm, and guide them towards safe and loving relationships. Number three, pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom for your children. Just as Jesus embraced these little ones, pray for their ability to make wise decisions and discern right from wrong. Number four, pray for love. Like Jesus, pray for your children to experience and show love. Ask God to fill their hearts with love, compassion, and kindness so that they can be a shining light in the world. And number five, pray for their purpose. Pray that your children will find their unique purpose in God's plan. Just as Jesus valued the children's presence, pray for your children to discover their calling and contribute positively to society. Remember, your prayers have a profound impact on your children's lives. As you seek God's guidance and protection, and as you pray for their faith, wisdom, love, and purpose, you are actively investing in their spiritual growth and well-being. It's a beautiful way to show your love and commitment to their journey through life. As you reflect on these thoughts today and these suggestions for prayer, you might want to reflect using this question. How can you incorporate these prayers into your daily life and make them a regular part of your routine in nurturing your children's faith and well-being? Thank you for joining me on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional this week. I hope to see you again soon. But in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.